Well, the weather this morning, especially right before this Mass, certainly cooperated with the observation, the observance of the feast of the baptism of the Lord. I had more than one person say, coming, I just feel like I've been rebaptized. I don't know if you, of course, you can't be rebaptized, but anyhow, but we won't go into the theology of that. That's one of the points I'd like to make today. It's once for all. A voice came from heaven. You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. And in the gospel today, God the Father, that's the voice, speaks those words over his Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. But God the Father also speaks these words over each soul who follows Jesus into the waters of baptism. You are my beloved child, with whom I am well pleased. When we were baptized, we became children of God in truth, in reality. The most important day of your life, and it's the greatest thing that can ever happen to you, is to be a child of God. This mystery, in theological terms, is called divine filiation. If you ever hear theologians talking about divine filiation, it just simply means the divine adoption, that God the Father adopts us and makes us his children. There's a saint whom I have read a good bit of, and who is very, very taken with this idea of divine filiation, Saint Jose Maria. And although I don't do this very often, I think I'm going to just read to you a little bit this morning from one of his books. It's called Christ is Passing By. But it's about this idea of the divine filiation, of what it really means to be a child of God, that fundamental identity and dignity that is given to us by God and cannot be taken away, that gives us peace and confidence and resilience. No matter what the world throws at us, and it's still going to throw a lot of things at us, but we have that identity as children of God. This is from Saint Jose Maria. A child can look upon his father in many ways. We must try to be children who realize that the Lord, by loving us as his children, has taken us into his house in the middle of the world to be members of his family, so that what is his is ours, and what is ours is his, and to develop that familiarity and confidence which prompts us to ask him, like children, for the moon. A child of God treats the Lord as his father. He is not obsequious and servile. He is not merely formal and well-mannered. He is completely sincere and trusting. Like that little one sitting in his father's lap right there. Men do not scandalize God. He can put up with all our infidelities. Our Father in heaven pardons any offense when his child returns to him, when he repents and asks for pardon. The Lord is such a good Father that he anticipates our desire to be pardoned and comes forward to us, opening his arms, laden with grace. That's what we see in that image by the confessionals, the father of the prodigal embracing his son. Now, I'm not inventing anything. Remember the parable which Jesus told to help us understand the love of our Father who is in heaven, the parable of the prodigal son. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and took pity on him, Running up, he threw his arms around his neck and kissed him. That's what the sacred text says. He covered him with kisses. Can you put it more humanly than that? Can you describe more graphically the paternal love of God for men? When God runs toward us, we cannot keep silent. But with St. Paul, we exclaim, Abba, Father, my Father. For though he is the creator of the universe, he doesn't mind our not using high-sounding titles, nor worry about our not acknowledging his greatness. He wants us to call him Father. He wants us to savor that word, our souls filling with joy. Human life is in some way a constant returning to the Father's house. We return through contrition, through the conversion of heart, which means a desire to change, a firm decision to improve our life, and which therefore is expressed in sacrifice and self-giving. We return to our Father's house by means of that sacrament of pardon, in which, by confessing our sins, we put on Jesus Christ again and become his brothers, members of God's family. God is waiting for us, like the Father in the parable, with open arms, though we do not deserve it. It doesn't matter how great our debt is. Just like the prodigal son, all we have to do is to open our heart, to be homesick for the Father's house, to wonder at and rejoice in the gift which God makes us of being able to call ourselves his children, of really being his children, even though our response to him has been so poor. Divine filiation is a joyful truth, a consoling mystery. It fills all our spiritual life. It shows us how to speak to God, to know and to love our Father in heaven. It makes our interior struggle overflow with hope and gives us the trusting simplicity of little children. More than that, precisely because we are children of God, we can contemplate in love and wonder everything is coming from the hands of our Father, God the Creator. And so we need always to remember those words we hear in the gospel today, spoken of over our Lord Jesus at his baptism, but spoken by the Father at our baptism, that greatest day of our life. You are my beloved child. With you, I am well pleased.